Welcome to the Build Guild Podcast, a professionally unprofessional podcast for makers. I am your guest host, Peter Romano, here with the usual.
We're all here.
Usual suspects.
That's right. So Peter is from...
Delaware. Yep.
But we're all living in the same city right now.
That's right. Searcy, Arkansas.
That's right. And we're having Peter on because he's a maker of things. He has been a maker.
Of many different things.
Redoing your house. Tell us a bit about yourself.
All right. So grew up in Delaware for the first, really, I guess, 18 years of my life. Went to college here in Searcy, Arkansas. Married a girl. Lived in Colorado for 2 years. Moved back to Delaware for 10 more years. And then we made it back here. So the little stint in Delaware, we have a family business. Masonry, and just kind of ran the family business for 10 years before moving back here.
And what do you do now?
Now, I am in education. I am a teacher. I am almost a counselor.
Woo!
Hopefully next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a volunteer firefighter. Mm. And I'm building my house.
Yes.
So you've got lots of free time.
Yeah. I mean, do you do anything, Pete? Come on.
No, nothing else. That is my time.
And you, when you say you ran masonry back home, this was your dad's company? Your dad started it?
Yeah, he started it in 76.
Whoa.
And
what kind of masonry are we talking about? Like, what is?
So it was mainly commercial masonry. So big high rises, brick block, that kind of thing, and my brother and I and my dad kind of ran it. I was more or less an HR person for a while, and then we started a residential division, which was custom carved concrete. So kind
that of, was what's that? What was the brand name of that called?
Stonemakers.
Stonemakers. Yeah. I've seen some pictures of that.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Yep.
Where you basically take concrete and you make it look like a bunch of stones.
Yeah. So pretty much anything that you see, like at a zoo, where like lions are on these huge rocks, or monkeys are climbing up the trees inside, that's all concrete and epoxy.
And you were working in a zoo?
No.
I
okay. No, we brought it. That whole market is like a commercial market, and we got in touch with Stonemakers, which was like this company that sells and teaches and trains people, and they're bringing it to the residential market.
This is like a franchise?
Yeah, kind of like a franchise, and so they just taught us how to make like water features, retaining walls, and then I incorporated that into like decorative walls inside with hidden drawers and all that kind of stuff.
That's awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
Yep.
What is it like to work for your father?
What's
that like? How does the family business of like, okay, son, come do this? Because you didn't graduate and go right back.
No.
You didn't want to work for him.
No.
Did you do that? Did you, like, help him out as a kid? And then it was like, he's going to take over the business?
Whatever, yeah. Well, I don't know about... He never forced us or, you know, even mentioned to take over the business.
Huh.
But my brother's 5 years older than me. And so he graduated with his business degree and went and started taking over the business or helping out the business. And then when I graduated, I had no desire. I wanted to become a teacher. And then after I graduated from that, after student teaching, I was like, nope.
Student teaching did the trick.
Yeah, that did it. So, and then being the Italian came out in my dad, and he made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Nice. Awesome.
Excellent. In a white suit. Yes.
So, no, working with him, it was... really no problems. He's super conservative, so always one reason why we were even in business still is just because he always, you know, kept cash at hand and was really conservative, developed relationships with the clients, and they know that he's trustworthy, so it was really easy. All the groundwork and foundation was set up.
Mm-hmm.
How many people were employed by
at
the masonry company?
At our biggest, it was like 60.
That's a lot. 60 employees?
Yeah, 60 employees. Wow. And then we had some subcontractors. And then we sized down to like 40 and hired more subcontractors.
Yeah. So what's the benefit of that? You're not liable for a bunch
of stuff? When we do the subcontractors, it's guaranteed profit. Because we get paid the same amount. And we
Could you just that. Offer them a blanket? That's how much we're going to pay you. Yep. And you guys figure it out.
Yep. We say so many, like $1.10 or something like that per block or whatever it is. $4. I can't remember.
All right. So here's my question for subcontractors. Yeah. And you may get into this too, Cody. I don't know.
All right.
But do you feel like that takes away from the we are, you know, like we are Romano Masonry? Is it really you if you are not doing the work? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. how much can you subcontract out and still call yourself, this is my product?
Yeah, so what we did is the subcontractors, I would say, being from my side, family member and a business owner, was, I believe they liked to work for us because it was guaranteed work.
Yeah.
Whereas, as you guys know, when you start your business, you have no idea where your next job's coming from.
Yeah.
And we stayed busy enough to where they were always working. So they were doing really no other jobs except working for us. So it was almost like they were our own employees. Yeah.
So being the business, you did all the groundwork. It's your name, your marketing. They're just kind of doing the work. It's basically if you were to hire employees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you still have your name behind it.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
You just don't have to pay for the insurance.
Do you have any idea how difficult it was to start that in... When did you say?
76. Yeah.
Like, how was that for him in Delaware starting a masonry business?
Was he just side hustling?
Yeah. How did that...
As like, I'm going to lay some concrete or what?
No. He went to Oklahoma Christian and got his business degree there. Oh. And he already had a background in masonry because my grandfather was a mason as well. That's the Italian. There's always stonemasons or somebody in the family.
But your grandfather didn't have a business. He was just doing the thing.
Yeah, I believe I think he was partners with somebody. I think that's how it went down. And then, I guess I never actually asked. I think he just started, him and my mom decided to start it up. And
your mom was fully invested in the company? Yeah. She's employee 100%
she
too?
She did the payroll. I don't even think she was an employee. She just did the work.
She just did it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. Is your wife doing a bunch of stuff for you?
No. She has a lot of opinions, and she does a lot of stuff.
My wife says, don't even tell me about it. I don't. Whatever is in the shop, I don't even want to know about.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
No. My wife is heavily involved. She wants, like, honestly, I've had her do the social media stuff as of late because, again, it goes back into what we've talked about. I'm an idiot. Don't take pictures. So if I take a picture, then
dummy, take a picture.
Then I stare at it wondering what I'm going to say. So I just send it to her and then she'll post it.
Nice.
So
nice.
What does Michael feel about your artwork?
Well, she likes some of it. She's got opinions about some of it. Some of it just annoys her.
Is some of, when you say she's got opinions about some of it, is this the geeky versus non-geeky thing? Like, how does she feel about the, Star Trek ships and what?
Yeah, I mean, she's made her peace and I'm a complete nerd.
Yeah.
And then I'll always be that way. That's not her interest, but she's full of good ideas when it comes to wall decor and hand-painted signs and stuff like that. And I've made her several that are in her house. So she's very supportive about everything I do, but she's... really on her game, yeah. What?
As long as it's for her.
For everybody, but especially when I make her something that she wants, and I'm usually pretty late about it, but she puts up with that too. Yeah.
Excellent.
I'm late about everything.
What, so going back to your dad.
Yeah.
You're not there anymore.
No.
So
what happened?
What happened?
Yeah.
I guess.
Everything's
going good.
Yeah, everything was going good. I mean, the business is still running now. So pretty much, I was sitting on the couch reading my Bible, and I just felt like God was telling us that it's time to move for family reasons. And I didn't know what that was. And then we pretty much got it confirmed. We went to church and we went up to somebody and he just came to us and he was like, you guys are moving, aren't you? I was like, we haven't told anybody that we were thinking about it. And for us, that just confirmed it.
Yeah.
And we went down that route, and something that I knew I wanted to be a teacher when I was roughly like 16 or 17. And then after college, I actually got accepted into the counseling program for like school counseling. And then I just decided I was burnt out in college. So Lisa and I, we looked for like different positions down here, like in HR, and like all the doors were shut. And so we were like, well, I have this degree. I might as well maybe teach and then get accepted into, you know, the grad program for school counseling. Hmm. And that's kind of what happened. It was kind of a leap of faith. We had no place to live.
Yeah.
We lived with my brother-in-law for a little bit. Then we lived in a travel trailer and bought a family house that was built by my wife's great-grandfather.
Whoa. Wow.
And, what year?
In 46, I believe it was.
That's where you live now?
Mm-hmm. 1946.
Wow.
This is part of his maker journey.
Yeah.
Because you gutted the whole thing?
Yeah, the entire thing. So we, the only thing that we kept so far is the exterior walls and the roof. So
you're still working on this house.
Yeah.
It's it's a constant.
My wife went to school for interior design, so she always has something.
So it's
but we're living in the house.
Yeah.
this last summer I put on an addition for a third bedroom and finished the master bathroom, and we still are wanting to enclose the carport and put on a garage and reside the house.
Nice.
All right. Molly does not want me to touch our house at all. I don't know if she has like it. It worries her. She's like, let's pay someone to do something. I'm like, no, I can do whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, don't. I don't want to be around. Like when I redid the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
She was gone for
Didn't
the day.
Like that.
And I just did it by myself.
It all in one day. Just the sink.
Well, just like installed.
Not
the
whole backsplash and everything. Sinks.
No, we paid someone to do the backsplash.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, never did. I ripped it all out and gutted it.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But we paid someone to do the backsplash and paid someone to do the granite.
Okay.
And painting. So basically everything except for the sink I cut in into the cabinets. But it's not like my wife's like, we're done. Don't touch anything. Whatever. How do you get from you have no training of sheetrock and framing and all this stuff? Do you just like pick up the framer and go, or watch YouTube, or what?
I don't know. I mean, I just...
Are you just built in with, like, this, I can do that, and I just do it?
No, I mean, I see who's out on construction sites. If they can do it, I can do it.
Yeah. Whoa.
So, YouTube, and then, really...
Not doing drugs.
Yeah.
That's all it took.
That's all it took. No, really, my wife grew up in a family where, you know, her dad pretty much did everything. And she pushed me a little bit, you know. I did YouTube and watched YouTube and, yeah, I just figured it out. And I have,
dose
like,
of
my...
Italian confidence.
Too. Yeah. Okay. I have friends that, you know what they're doing. And I just double-check.
My friends know what they're doing.
Find the people who know what they're doing and say, yo... Help me out.
But, I mean, when I moved down here, nobody knew I was down here for that first year.
Yeah, I didn't know you were down
because
here.
Because I had no time.
At all.
Because I was...
I didn't know you were coming. You were just gone forever
just
after
gone.
College. Because we went to college together.
Yep.
And we kind of knew each other before then because we were from the same area.
Yeah.
Hold on. I want to hear that story. So we talked about this earlier because he's like, I've known Pete since we were kids. And I'm like, how?
Not like super kids.
It was teenagers.
Teenagers.
College kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Pete's from Delaware, I'm from Pennsylvania, and we're all Church of Christ, really, our religion. And in the Northeast, unlike where we are right now, that is very sparse.
Yeah.
Catholic, for me, is like everyone was Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would, like, each churches would get together, but you would drive 2 hours to do whatever. And then there was a camp, and... That's how we knew a lot of the people from your camp, your church went to that camp, and I knew them. And then you never came except
once, when I was younger, but then I had baseball. I was always in baseball.
Yeah. Anyways, it was something
baseball
like that.
Over
that's
Jesus.
How we,
got it.
That's how we knew each other.
Yep.
And we knew of each other and stuff.
That's still pretty cool that you guys
cross
path then.
And we went to started college at the exact same time.
Yep.
And then you left. You got married and left. Just,
yeah.
Yeah.
And dropped off randomly the face of the earth. Yeah.
So that's it.
That's what happened. There's a season in life for people. I have the guilt of, like, I remember these people back in the day.
Yeah.
And I feel like I really need to be connected with everyone I've ever met and always been friends with.
Yeah.
Like, I carry that guilt of seasons, and I've tended to learn, like, there's a season for people to come.
That's true.
And we're, like, as soon as you came back, and it was like...
Yeah.
It was like time didn't even exist, and it didn't matter, and that's... So it's getting over that time.
Yeah.
But I'm very glad you came back. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. a little love there.
So... Yep. Now, so what do you teach? Because I don't think we've said that.
I teach history.
So, okay.
In high school.
Whoa.
And, yeah.
Funniest story from teaching.
Be careful.
That you're allowed to share.
Public education. No.
We'll come back to that.
We'll come back
to think
that.
About think it and filter we'll end it. With
so many
story.
Options.
That's funny.
Brian, you also. Because Brian's a teacher, too.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
You both think of funniest story. For,
okay.
For the end.
Okay.
For the end.
All right. I will
Speaking
work on
of
it.
A funny story, though, I have heard that there is a date coming up for Brian. That is a funny story. May 4th.
Mm-hmm. What is the significance
so
of
what is,
May 4th?
So what is May 4th? And tell me more about this. About this story.
Tell
that
me more.
I may already have heard some of, but I want to know more.
Well,
you didn't hear all the details about it.
I did not.
No. Not everybody knows everything.
Well, I met my wife in January of 2009, I believe. So yeah, no, yeah, yeah, January 2009, and recruited her for the summer camp I was working for at the time, full time.
Yeah,
yeah, and I stole her from another summer camp.
That's
by the
awesome.
Way, yeah, I was a good recruiter.
I recruited my wife.
And I did recruit my wife. Because, anyway.
She's from Russia.
No. She's not a Soviet agent, although, point of interest, my wife has read so many crime novels and watched so many cop dramas, she can figure out any mystery story before she's halfway through.
Yep.
It is freaky. Like, she would make an excellent master spy. Anyway, so I met her in 2009. And, you know, she and I and 100 other people work at summer camp all year. And then we started dating at the end of that and got engaged in January of 10. And then she basically just wanted to disappear. She wanted to elope and go far, far away. And this was really out of character for me, I was like, you know, the voice of reason, which is, what is that? and said that our mothers would probably hunt us down to the far ends of the earth if we did that. So we decided on kind of what's the word I'm looking
for? A win?
No. A compromise.
Oh.
I teach art. And decided we would get married in secret and then have a ceremony a few days later. So that's what we did. Well, we announced the wedding ceremony that everyone was invited to for the 10th. Or maybe it was the 9th. I don't really remember because it's not my actual wedding date. My actual wedding date when I got married in secret on the edge of a tall cliff overlooking the Little Red River was May the 4th. Only afterward did I realize that May the 4th is Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
You're kidding me.
No,
then.
I did not. I wasn't focused all on this woman that I was really in love with.
No way.
Yes, I did not realize
it. I was for sure that the only reason
I did not do it on purpose.
I would have put money on that.
I did not do it on purpose.
Every
swear.
Time I
No, you can ask her. No, did not do it on purpose. But, you know, and we
Fate
didn't realize that for like a couple of years because we
no,
were, I'm serious.
Also, yeah. Since I'm family, yeah. Your family didn't know you secretly got married.
No, we kept
like
that a secret
3 years
for at least
later. Like 3 years later,
months.
I heard
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and
like,
then we're like, oh, by the way.
You're joking, right?
We got married before that, yeah. Y'all came to a fake ceremony.
And if
jokes
you came,
on you, loser.
If you came 2 minutes late to that ceremony, you were not. It was over.
We timed it.
It was like
it was
two
7 minutes.
Minutes
and 30 seconds long.
It was short.
Yes.
It
wow.
was very short.
Well, it didn't need to, I mean, it was fake.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, it also happened to be on Mother's Day.
The Mother's Day, yeah. the ceremony.
The ceremony.
The ceremony.
I'm sorry, the fake ceremony that everyone came
fake
to
ceremony.
Was on Mother's
got
Day.
Yes.
Got it.
Excellent.
So,
fantastic.
Yeah. Star Lessons Wars learned? Day for real.
Regrets?
Lessons learned? No, not really.
Nothing.
No, I'd do it all again.
Yeah. And your daughters say?
You know, I'll probably hunt the guy down if that happens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. A little double standard there.
I did. No, I went to her dad and I asked for permission at least. Oh. So I guess as long as they come to me and, you know, I threaten them, then we'll be okay.
Did he threaten you?
No. No, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's very peaceful. And
we both had to ask the same guy.
Yeah.
Did he threaten you?
No.
Okay.
I was about to say, does he like Ben more?
He opened me. He came to me with open arms,
yeah.
Crying and weeping in joy.
Yeah, I don't think he did. I don't think it was quite like that.
No.
No.
It was more like, all right.
All right, yeah.
That is not my experience.
Really?
For real.
What was your experience?
So we're in Colorado, and her dad asked for me to get in the car to go for a drive.
No.
And
was
I
he Italian also?
No. So I go, sure. And for some reason, I thought this was the best opportunity to ask. And so I go, is it okay if I marry your daughter? And he goes, well, you got to live with her. That was it.
That was it?
That was it.
That's all he said.
So about 10 minutes later, I look over at him and I go, so is that a yes? He goes, yeah, that's a yes. I'm like, okay. I didn't know it.
What does that mean? Like,
I don't know.
I'm assuming negatively.
He knew something. He knew something. You
didn't know.
You got to what does that mean? I would have been asking questions.
Could you elaborate, please?
Wait a second.
What do you mean by that?
Cody, did you ask your wives?
That, yeah.
Did you say father? Wives?
Wife's.
Oh.
Wife's father.
Yeah, they're all Mormon.
All of them, yeah.
I know you're a minister.
Wife's sister wives, yeah.
Oh, wow.
No. Yeah, I did. But it was funny because her parents kind of already thought we were going to.
They just assumed we were going.
They were like, her mom. We hadn't even been dating that long, and it was like May 11th, which is my birthday. And so her mom and her family threw me a birthday party. Hmm. I was like, oh, this is cool. And then her mom was like, yeah, you guys are probably going to end up getting married.
You need to ask. All
right. I was like, well, I mean, I still did. Right?
Yeah.
Still.
You're how many years into it now?
We are into three, yeah.
Three?
Yeah.
3 years in.
Brian?
Okay. We are coming up on ninth year.
Nine. Yeah. Pete?
This is my 15th year.
Coming still up on. Blows my mind.
It's 15.
Really cool.
And you're what, 12, right?
You're
12. It'll 12? Be 12 in a few days.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't feel that old.
I mean, yeah. You don't look that old.
No, look.
Okay, wait.
Wait,
yeah,
bless
my hair shows.
I see me
my
now.
Age, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, Pete, what would you say?
Oh, Pete's fire thing is on fire. Is that for you?
No. It could be.
Hold on. Pete's going to go get
Pete's
his firefighting radio.
Get his firefighting thing on.
Be like, hey, someone's house is on fire. There's an unresponsive male on the roof. Come help.
That'd make good for the podcast.
That would be amazing.
Can we film a fire?
He's listening to this.
Is it... Weird. Is something in here interfering? Is the Wi-Fi, like, messing with it or something?
So how many calls... So as a volunteer fire, how many calls do you usually go on per week?
It varies. So actually, this past 8 days was some of the most emotional ones that I've ever been a part of.
Oh, another thing.
Yeah.
Craziest fire call. So there's two crazy questions.
Well, I'll
for
just
you.
Tell them right now.
That's
yeah,
sick.
Please, go ahead.
Yeah. These are medical calls, so, well... let's see, about 7-8 days ago, we got called out for an accident where there was entrapment, so we had to like use the jaws of life.
Oh, the jaws of life. Tell us about the jaws of life.
Well, now we're a volunteer fire department, and so instead of using like the hydraulic jaws of life, we actually have a DeWalt battery operated
no way
jaws of life.
Like a 20 volt thing.
awesome.
So DeWalt
60-volt
makes.
Holy smokes.
It's Jaws
freaking
alive.
That is awesome. So, Pete, they just DeWalt just does the batteries. And then this other company does the Jaws Alive.
Well, of course, DeWalt batteries are
awesome. We'll post a picture of this thing if you can get us a picture.
Yeah.
I'll post that on the Build Guild Podcast Instagram page.
Absolutely.
At the Build Guild Podcast. So take a look when this goes up or at some point. I don't know when you can take a picture of it, but that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So, so we got that call. There was an entrapment. And, some of my other firefighter guys, they're there, they're with the entrapped vehicle. And as soon as I get there, I get the medical bag and they point me over to a lady that was ejected from the vehicle. Ooh. And she was like 250 feet away from the vehicle. So surprisingly, she was coherent. Now, not everything she said was, you know, on point with the questions that we were asking.
250 feet away?
Yeah.
She went out
like, a football field away from the car?
Well, she was, she was over here, but the car kept on rolling.
Okay.
So surprisingly, she didn't have a lot of cuts or anything, but her hand was going in the wrong direction.
Ooh.
And so apparently one of the other people, the people that were in the car, one was a kid in a car seat and then the mom, they were okay, but they were still kind of out of it because one of them was like, "Where's my other kid?" So we were, some of the other firefighters were, and medical personnel were scouring, like, the ditches, looking for this five-year-old kid.
Oh, man.
But surprisingly, they just didn't remember they had the kid was not in the car. Mm. So, like, a cop went to the house, and the kid was there.
Yeah.
So, but that was my first time actually loading up somebody onto the Flight for Life helicopter.
Ooh.
Yeah. Which, I mean, besides all of the bad... That was really cool.
Yeah. We'll skip the bad part.
I didn't realize how small helicopters were.
Did the helicopters just land like right on the road?
No, it was in someone's backyard.
Oh, they landed?
Yep,
they
so we have to get an LZ zone and direct them down.
Put out like flares or something for it to land?
Actually, we just had flashlights and they had a
big
old spot. Yeah, it's at night.
Okay.
Most things.
You guys had the little green laser thing, you just like mark it.
No, that would be pretty awesome though.
Like the army?
Yeah, we just mark it.
Like a bazooka?
Yeah.
LZ is painted.
That's right.
Yep.
And then, that was my first there. And then my first time I went on a code call was not yesterday morning, the morning before. And it was just for someone that was struggling breathing. And so I get there and it was an older lady. And I was the only one that responded. It was 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
And so I go, and the family's crying, and they said, "I need to get in there quick." So I get all the gear, the AED and everything. And there's no pulse, not breathing. So I'm doing chest compressions, which is disgusting, by the way.
Most, what, because you're cracking ribs?
Cracking ribs,
oh,
yeah. So I get her to take a breath, and then she was out after that. So that was.
So
she never came back.
No, she was gone. So the only thing that I guess, like, all of the emotions that, you know, that go with that, seeing someone take their last breath, you know, that kind of thing.
And being around the family, seeing that.
Exactly. Yeah. So the good thing was, I mean, I wish they showed me earlier, but she had a DNR, which is a do not resuscitate.
Oh, well,
yeah. So I wish
handy information.
Yeah, I wish I would have known before, but
okay.
But yeah, so those were the craziest recently.
Oof. Wow.
Thank you for what you do for
the
community.
Thanks for being the guy.
So
it's amazing.
Yep.
All right, now, you've had time to think about it.
Yeah.
Tell us about the teacher story.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess the PG version. Yeah. I mean, so
like what happens at school? What do you guys
have?
The school I work at is closer to Little Rock, and it is a different culture than out here in the country.
Uh-huh.
And the girl fights are insane, and some girls are bigger than others. And true. I have seen a big assistant principal get taken down by some of these girls.
Oh my gosh.
where the first fight that I broke up, I didn't know what to do. In school, you're taught not to touch, you know. Yeah. But once the assistant principals and the security guards is like, grab them, you know, and you literally, they don't stop. So you have to hold them, and then either get them on the floor or up against the wall, like we're cops or something. And they will keep talking. It doesn't matter who you are. It's not like a super crazy story, but yeah, I mean, that's what I can say.
I couldn't do it. Yeah. I'd be wanting to swing at them.
You gotta have a lot of patience.
Like I feel like teaching now is like 20% teaching, 80% being a parent.
So everybody has their own like educational philosophy, you know, and mine revolves around relationships. So some of the stuff that I do to get to know the students is like I brought in my firefighting gear and the air packs and everything. Let them put it on, breathe the air, all that kind of stuff. And usually that usually gets them.
Yeah, that's super cool though. Yeah. I saw the picture of you wearing it in there and it was cool. Pete has an Instagram. What's your Instagram?
I have no clue.
Did you share it? I think it's at PA Romano.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I think you should. Did you share it on there? That picture of the kit?
Dressed up? Possibly.
But he'll look it up.
I don't even know how to.
Brian, do you have a crazy story?
It's
not as crazy because you don't teach in the inner city like Pete does.
Well, I started in a place that was very similar to that. I'm really blanking here because there's so many days in fifth and sixth grade where I go home and I have been crying. I laughed so hard. And I can't think. It's mostly just stuff that comes out of a 12-year-old kid's mouth.
Yeah.
Especially the boys. And like they'll just say it with a straight face and think everything is normal, and what they've just said is like it's just, you know, universe altering, insane or stupid, and they think it's just totally normal. So but I totally can't think of any of that right now. Yeah. So, and then he started talking about a fight. So I thought about the time when I was teaching high school, and it was a really interesting place because it was not unlike that culture that you have been in for a while, but it's also mixed in with the kind of place here in Arkansas where half the school disappears during duck season.
Yes.
And everyone's pretty much got a rifle
National
in their
holiday.
Truck.
Yeah.
And everyone's cool with that.
Yep.
And we're all packing around our pocket knives every day of the week, and nothing ever happens because we're out in the country. But anyway, you know, every now and then people do go crossways on each other. And one time it was like not outside my door, but outside the windows of my classroom. Two guys, not women, or I might have reacted much differently. Just started swinging at each other, and you know, shirts were off and backpacks are on the ground, and everyone's like, oh yeah, get in, fight. It's like, what is this, junior high? So not far removed. So I just climbed out the window and got right between them, and amazingly I did not get hit. And amazingly after that they at least would not do that in close proximity to me because I came out the window to stop it. And for some reason, that held a lot of weight with them.
I think they had
never seen a teacher go out a window and get involved.
Yeah. You're also a male, and I feel like
I guess that might have had something to do with it, yeah.
And that might be...
I wasn't the only one at that school.
But there's... I mean, the ratio is what, like 5%?
Nationally, 10? I just read it today. 77% of the United States public school system is... teachers, certified teachers, are women.
That's what the
other 23% are men.
I'm the art teacher.
Not the math teacher.
But I'm right next door to the math teacher. Yeah.
You bust out the window like the Kool-Aid man. And
exactly. Yeah. That's exactly how it went.
Right. They're like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Everyone's like, whoa, you gotta give us some free Kool-Aid. Stop the fight.
I want to mention right now, Brian is drawing on his iPad Pro.
Yes, I am.
What are you drawing right now?
I am drawing a little micro version of Pete, because that's what we do around here for people who get on the Build Guild. So, because our little logo has...
the caricatures of all of
right,
us.
Right, they're a little caricature, mini-me's. Yes, that's how I say it. So yeah. Quit trying to mess me up with your northern slang.
People have asked who did our logo.
Oh,
have it is Brian.
It was me.
At Fiery Squirrel Arts. Fiery Squirrel Arts. If you want some artwork.
Yeah, okay, great, man. Thanks. Yeah, I'm not doing anything at all.
No.
Thanks. Thanks he's for not busy. Putting more on my plate.
Let's pause right here and give a shout-out to our sponsor, SolStop.
Woo!
They're not technically sponsoring the podcast, but it is ironic. Today, Cody and I have got a special gift from SolStop.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Cody, what did you get?
What'd you get?
I got the 5-Force.
The big one.
Table saw. Yeah.
You got five the biggest one they power. Make.
No. I think they make a 7.5.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
You got a really big one.
So I got
one.
The one
got
underneath
a
it.
A big honking saw.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And I got the tiniest one.
Which is still amazing.
Yeah. 1.75, 36 inch.
Yep.
That's sitting over here.
Yeah.
And it took four of us to lift it from the carport.
Yeah, and they greased it down too, so it was real easy.
Yeah. Through the back, wet backyard, because today we had tornadoes.
We did.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the FedEx man delivered it in the middle of tornado sirens going off.
Seriously? Yeah.
No lie. Yeah. The sirens are going off, and he pulls up.
Mail's got to go through, I guess.
Yep.
Well, I mean, yeah, checker stories, like the sirens going off, and I'm like, back it up. You're not going home now.
Let's go.
Our stories will be gone on Instagram by the time that people hear this, but if you happen to see it, that was literally what was going on. The sirens are going off, and they delivered it. So I was very happy. When you called and said, he's at my place, and he's turning around, he can't deliver it anymore.
I was
almost about to cry. Because when I initially got the tracking info, I read Thursday, and that was last Wednesday, and I thought it was going to be the next day.
Yeah.
And then I went and reread, and it was a week later, and I was going to cry.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. So they were coming into my place, and I said, hey, the signs are going off, and they can't go anywhere now. Do you want me to just, like, drop yours off here, too? And he goes, yeah, I mean, if they got to leave, do it.
I don't want them to go away. That's for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Also, I guess while we're at it, we have some new patrons on our Patreon page for the Build Guild.
Woo!
So I want to shout them out.
That's awesome.
We have Ray Fleck, F-L-E-C-K. Hopefully I said one of those right.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Ray, if I butchered that.
Thanks, Ray.
And then Stonefly Nets. He actually came up to my shop. He lives in Little Rock. He makes amazing nets for like trout fishing.
Cool.
They're beautiful. He did a color pencil one after he came up and saw my stuff, and he made a color pencil inlay.
Sweet.
Really cool. But he has a tiny Shea Poco, and he needed a template that he couldn't cut out on the small one, so he came up and we did it on my big one. So thanks for coming up. Thanks for sponsoring us.
Yes,
joining
thank
our
you.
Patreon over
appreciate
there.
Appreciate it.
And we appreciate the love.
Mm-hmm.
Sure,
yeah.
It's crazy. It blows us away.
Pete, thanks for coming, man.
Yeah.
This is cool.
Yeah, this was awesome.
Oh, we're not done.
Oh, we're not done.
We have a lot more.
Cody, we're not done with him.
We're talking about what is everyone doing building right now? Let's talk about
a great idea.
What you're doing. So let's start out with Brian.
Oh.
Let's start with Brian.
Well, I'm doing this thing I'm doing right now. I'm drawing Pete. I have a logo design underway for Jerry Francis, a local guy who is also a maker here in town.
He has an X-Carve. By the way,
does
that's
he?
How I met him. Yeah, he has an X-Carve.
I didn't know that.
He stopped by over here. I plan on doing a series 4 to the X-Carve series I've done, and he's going to bring his over, and we're going to run them side by side.
Nice.
Series 3, I compared them and cut stuff, and I didn't really know what I was doing at that time.
Of course not.
And I stated that in the description, but
very clearly stated.
I ran them at the same time, but it wasn't the same file, wasn't the same bit, so it was kind of misleading a little bit. I stated that series 4 or part four, I will run the exact same file at the exact same time with the same bit, so it'll be copacetic and you'll see what's up. So sorry about that, but he's kind enough to bring that over at some point.
Awesome.
We've been in talks of that, and I just haven't had the time. Anyways,
well, then I'm glad I said yes to that,
for sure,
because he needs a logo.
He does.
He was an air traffic controller in the Army.
Really?
That's what he told me, yeah. I think it was the Army. Yeah, he was an ATC in the Army, and so that's going to figure into his logo
that's
and
cool.
his persona, yeah.
Yeah.
And I have, let me think here, I've got another logo design that really should be done by now for an old buddy who's going to do a marketing company I've got a commissioned drawing that needs to get colored and printed and sent off. I've got three other things that I'm totally blanking on. And I keep doing, you know, stuff like the stupid llama drawing that just gets in my way, and I have to do it. I have to do it, or I'll go insane.
That's right. And the art
seal. Yeah.
Seal. That's now up for sale as a sticker. That's on right. Your Redbubble
art
page.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, that's my Redbubble shop. It makes a great sticker, and I have ordered a T-shirt with a tri-blend fabrication to test and see what that shirt's like.
Yes.
So I'll also have him on a T-shirt. I'm really excited.
Yeah. So
about
if you want some of those stickers.
And the Build Guild has
the Build Guild
now.
Has T-shirts
that's
right now. Yeah,
that's about that.
So if
though,
you want any shirts, we have them and a sticker and a mug.
Yeah,
a sticker and a mug.
And get them
there's
there.
Like a hoodie.
Oh,
and there's
and I'm building that sign with you right now.
Yeah,
we're building a huge, like a 5 foot long. Is it
five
by 2 foot sign,
for a therapy clinic.
Therapy clinic in somewhere
North Carolina.
In North Carolina.
Yes. So this is our first time shipping something.
Yeah.
Like something big that may go freight.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous because I don't really know anything about that, and it would suck to be destroyed.
Yeah.
I don't know how that would play out. It's kind of like a big guessing game.
Check our insurance options when we
ship
out.
So, shipping freight. If you're listening and you've ever shipped freight, please send us a message and let me know
yes, please.
What not to do, because I probably will do it. I don't want it to screw up.
And with the onset of summer, my 3D printer is going a lot lately.
Yes,
and I have 3D printed the components for a custom Star Wars Bounty Hunter blaster. Also, a bunch of loot boxes from various Fallout, Overwatch, and... what was the other one?
Video game.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, just a bunch of little boxes, because I like boxes.
Okay.
And then I can't wait. The Mandalorian's coming to the Disney streaming baloney, whatever it is.
You
and
need
my,
to have internet
for that. So, well, no, my buddy was like, I'm going to pick that up. I'm going to watch The Mandalorian. You come over. I was like, I'm going to build a whole Mandalorian costume and march around proudly in it at a nerd conference.
And we will post that also on
absolutely.
The Build Guild page.
So
well,
I expect to print a Mandalorian helmet.
Yeah,
go with the blaster,
for sure.
Various other components.
I mean,
and
obviously
do that. Have to do it. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, so you got a lot of things
I got a
in
ton
the pipeline
of stuff going. Yeah.
That'll take you 6 months longer.
At
than
least
you expect.
It's not going to get finished this summer. Let's
no.
be honest.
Mm-mm. Pete, what are you doing to your house? Always doing something to the house.
Yeah. So my wife actually is working on the trim right now inside. So inside we are nearly done.
It was
so,
a two-bed, one-bath, and now it's a...
Well, once we ripped out the floor, and I took out, like, 300 wheelbarrow loads of dirt, because the dirt was touching the floor joists, that's why the floor rotted out.
Oh. And I would say, as a exterminator,
yes.
That is not good for termites.
No. So, we rearranged everything, where
for
now,
your giant TV...
Yes, which we got from you.
That's
we
right.
buy used stuff from Ben all the time.
Who doesn't?
Well, Ben gets new stuff all the time.
Yeah, that's
my,
just what I mean.
Tonight. That's for sure.
So, the addition that I built last summer, I still have to refinish the hardwood floors. So, we did walnut utility grade, I think, or builder grade, whatever, mm-hmm. where it's all of the rejects. And to just
really?
Have character.
Those are rejects.
Yeah, everything's rejects.
They're beautiful, though.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yep. You got to fill in knots and, like, so...
Yeah.
That's epoxy.
Instead of...
Yeah.
Instead
and
of, you know...
Everyone loves epoxy right now.
Yeah, it's like the
that's
thing.
True.
It's epoxy.
It's true.
Epoxy floor.
So instead of, like, buying 5 or 7% more than what your house needs,
mm-hmm.
for, like, a builder grade, you might want to buy... 10 to 15% more, because I still have a ton of leftovers, which I just built a sign for my coworker that just got married.
I posted that sign on my Instagram because you brought it over and we
lasered
on
it.
Married coffee mug thing.
Yep. And it was received well.
She cried. Great.
She cried.
Brought her to tears.
Cries of happiness.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yep. They're
That's
hanging
the
it over their bed.
Sweet.
Cool.
Good. Yep. Cool.
So, yeah. Other stuff this summer is I got to redo the septic. Because it's a cesspool in the backyard.
Right.
So that's going to be fun.
Ew.
And then our property line goes beyond our fence, so I'm moving the fence.
Yeah.
So that's
how big of a land do you have?
It's all family land. We only bought 1 acre, but surrounding us, if you add across the street and everything, there's probably over 250 acres of family land.
And, but you live on a he lives on a road where it's named after the family guy.
Yeah.
So it has to be all family living on that, right?
Yep. So we're right off the original homestead.
Yeah.
So where my wife's grandfather just passed away last year at 102. Oh, and wow. Talking to him, he says he remembers going around in Arkansas on a covered wagon.
No way.
Wow. So, wow.
It's pretty crazy.
That is crazy what you... People. What he lived through, like the things we may see later on, covered wagon to automated cars now, or whatever, and planes.
Yep. No, thank you. Yep. Automated cars.
So, that's what I got going on.
Yeah. Sweet.
Same. Me and moving.
Moving.
Yeah. Moving.
Yes, update us on the...
It's a nightmare.
The show and the moving.
Oh, the show is great. The building is just, it's a nightmare.
The building is...
Right now. I really can't go into all of it, but it's just a lot of unexpected stuff, and it's just...
Is it just brain space?
What's that?
Like brain space? You don't have enough brain space to organize everything and get everything done?
Or
is it just time?
Maybe liability?
I think it's physical. This one is a little bit of physical stuff.
It's a lot of stuff. It kind of caught everybody off guard.
Like, it's delaying you, for sure.
It's delaying me, yeah.
Which is a bummer.
Yeah. I can't even. Yeah, it's not good.
Do you need some help?
He's got saw and he can't turn it on.
Thought you meant actually moving stuff.
Well, no, it's not the physical moving.
No, they came in today and they were gonna turn on the electricity, and then when they showed up, they were like, "Oh, well, wire's out of code. You gotta get the pretty much things gotta be rewired." But that's not on me because I rent. So
good.
But at the same time, I'm still. Moving
could be anyone's guess
space,
as to when that gets fixed.
And I can't get electricity on. And there's some other stuff that's got to be done.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's turning a week into what could be 2 to 3 weeks. And it's
And that's no good for a shop. Well, for a non-hand tool shop.
Yeah.
When you're using power equipment.
I mean, I can still do stuff out of my garage, which I'm going to. But at the same time, this is supposed to help me. Like, I was supposed to be able to do a lot more orders.
Right.
As of right now, but I can't. And when I'm already not making money, I mean,
you end up spending it.
Yeah.
That's what happens when
It's
terrible. You get a brand new saw stop. You can't even turn it on.
Yeah, I can look at it.
You can look at it.
It looks and pretty.
It's a really expensive table.
No, it's eye candy. You don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
Right.
I got extra brakes.
I haven't decided...
If I want to turn it on and actually try to test it with my finger yet.
please don't.
No.
I don't plan on doing that with Ben. Not with my finger.
No.
I still want to do it with my finger, but I would like, I want to buy a cartridge. I don't really know how many times it's going to go off and your saw's fine forever.
Fine. Just whatever. Just don't stick your finger in the saw. I don't care what it is.
No, I'm sticking Fisher's finger in the saw. Just kidding. Never would do that. Just kidding. No, a hot dog. Clearly. It's just for the sake of, does it really work? I don't want to be that 0.001% failure where I spend this thing and it
takes my finger. That's what you should be thinking
off.
Of. Thank you.
I don't know. I am making that sign.
Yep.
I'm making some videos for a company, and that's kind of in limbo right now. I've made one. Nothing has happened with it. That's not on me. I'm waiting to see what happens on their end before I make more. What else am I got going on? 3D printing stuff like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I just made Optimus Prime, and he turned out really cool.
Nice. Yes, he did.
Awesome. Yeah, I think that's... I have more things. Oh, I started a video series with Fisher.
Yeah. That's great.
It's hilarious. This is my 7-year-old son is just talking about what he thinks this tool does. So I blindfold him first. And then put the tool in his hand, and he kind of describes it. And then he opens...
My favorite part.
Yeah. What was it? What did he say?
It feels green.
It feels green.
Feels green.
So if you know what the feeling of green is, so does Fisher.
That's my favorite quote.
It feels green.
It feels green.
Yeah, so we did that, and then he takes the blindfold off. In the first one, we didn't have blindfold, but now we do. Takes the blindfold off, and then just tells me what the tool does, and I got lucky on the first one. He didn't know kind of really what it did, so it was funny. And the second one, we shot, and he's really excited to do them weekly. But that's a lot of video editing for me, and it's tough. Video editing, I hate.
I can do it. You don't like to edit video? What's the matter with you?
Editing video. But I don't want to relinquish that to somebody else. Do it every week and
just pick the one you want.
Well, yeah. I don't want to give it to somebody else or pay someone else to edit my videos. Yeah. I do, but I don't because I don't want... Because the editing is me.
Yeah.
That's what makes me me, I guess. So, yeah, I don't know. But I think it's funny. Someone at work said, hey, what if Fisher ends up having more videos and views than you do? Yes. You're just known as Fisher's dad. And I'm like, that's totally fine. Keep them ads rolling. I don't care.
Then I'll edit it all.
Yeah, I'll edit it all. That's right. Yep. That's it, man. I got some new studio lights. So if you're watching this on YouTube, we have it on our YouTube page.
Classy. We look great.
If I look really pale and gingery.
Yeah. That's right.
Some of us don't need that light, but...
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing. Nothing else.
Yeah.
All right.
Same here. I'm here all the time, but not getting much done.
Well, you took the day off yesterday, didn't you? Or did you lie to me when you said you were going to do that?
What was yesterday?
I don't know. When yesterday was Wednesday, and you said Tuesday night you're going to take the day off.
No, I didn't take the... Tuesday I didn't work. My job. Wednesday I did. I was going to take the day off for my saw stop, but I ended up working this morning. I was waiting for him to call the bus, the truck driver.
So you did lots
of things. And then he came by the shop.
And then I came by your shop, hung out for a while.
Yeah. Should have known, okay.
Yeah. And then Alan, another word worker, came by the shop.
Yep.
It's kind of just become a hangout. It's dark.
Good.
Yes. So in sometime soon, I plan on having an Arkansas Makers Meetup.
Yes.
Because there's a lot more people in Arkansas that do it than I realize, and a lot of people contact me over the year, I guess, saying, hey, do you know anybody else in Arkansas who does stuff? And so I plan on doing that. Hopefully soon I'll put it out on the social stuff. If it gets big enough that we can't do it in my shop because my shop is tiny, we'll move it to Cody's and we can play like floor hockey games in there because it's ridiculous.
Hey, we have the storage, which I plan on using for floor hockey.
For real. It's awesome.
It's like large.
Yep.
I'm going to check some people.
Yeah.
Come on out.
Super cool. It's super cool over there.
Really cool. If we could do it at my place, and then Ben's providing steak, so.
Nice.
Steak. I'm providing steak.
Prime cut for everybody.
Prime cut, yes.
I mean, we'll put your logo. I'll let you put your banner up in there.
Yeah. Like, okay.
If you bring steaks, you can bring your banner.
What's the next thing they're doing for your TV show?
So we leave, me and my wife, because she's now the social media coordinator. Which is a big deal for me. And so we're leaving the second week of May and going to Minneapolis for the week.
Oh, right.
To Deluxe headquarters. We'll stay there and we'll go over with the teams, like what the website's going to look like and all the other cool stuff.
So. Yeah. Sweet. A week long there.
Yeah, and it's a week away from the shop, but when the shop doesn't have electricity, it doesn't really matter.
I guess that's true.
Whatever.
You're not losing out on anything.
So,
all right, cool. We'll look forward to that, seeing what you do there.
Yeah.
Pete?
Yeah?
Got anything else to say? This is the end right here.
No, man.
All right.
I have nothing to say.
Well, we enjoyed having you. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for coming.
Hopefully you come again.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, this is the Build Guild Podcast. Thanks for listening. And I guess we'll see you next time.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Adios.